With things opening up a little bit travel-wise, and hopefully more and more in 2021, I thought we'd have a word to a travel expert about how we can approach it when, hopefully, the gates get released. I'm having a word this morning to Managing Director of Intrepid Travel, Sarah Clark. Sarah, how you doing?
I'm good, thanks, Andrew. How are you?
Not too bad. You must be keen to get out and about and travel again.
I am, absolutely. I think a lot of Australia is keen to get out and travel again.
You've put together a list of five foundations for how to go in 2021, and it starts with going slower. I think we would want to race out the door.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I think we're not quite sure exactly where we're going to be able to go next year, so I think instead of putting a list together of where to go, we thought we'd talk a little bit about how to go. And, you know, I think a lot of people will be racing out the door, but I think they will really want to immerse themselves in local experiences and really take in that travel experience, because they've been missing that for, you know, the last sort of 6 to 12 months.
Well, you'd hardly be able to help it, would you? Once you go to something that's different from the four walls of your office or the four walls of your house, which may even be the same four walls, just to go and see something new and different and meet some new people would be an experience in and of itself.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, we will absolutely realise that travel is such a privilege. And as we're coming out of lockdown, we really are taking, you know, appreciating these things that we took for granted before. So I think really the pace of our lives has changed. And as we reopen, we'll be more grateful and we'll really want to connect with people and places and be more mindful, I guess, travel really responsibly.
And Sarah, you talk about going on your terms. What does that mean?
Well, I think that a lot of people will just want to go and get out there, whether it's solo or with a group of friends. And so we obviously offer tours for scheduled departures, but we've seen a really big increase in people wanting to travel with their friends and really create their own itineraries and stay a little bit longer in certain places. So I think we'll see an increase in people creating their own perfect holidays, as well as going by themselves and really getting out and doing what they want to do.
I must admit, I went on a holiday about 10 years ago by myself. It was to something that I really was looking forward to doing, but I miss doing it with somebody else. It's really, much like cinema, an adventure and a holiday is a really well-shared experience.
It is, it is. And I think with solo travellers on our departures, they meet new people. So even though you're not travelling with someone you know, you're really connecting with a group of like-minded people. And I think that's, you know, that's what people have really missed in the last 6 months or so.
Do you think Antarctica would be a good place to go with a couple of friends?
I think so. We actually have seen quite a bit of interest in Antarctica. And I think because it is quite a fair way off, it's a realistic destination to get to, and there's no one around. It's beautiful nature and wide open spaces. So that'll be on my list for sure.
But beats the heat of summer here, surely.
Absolutely. Although I'm in Tasmania at the moment, so I am quite looking forward to a little bit of sunshine soon.
All right, I'm sure it's coming your way pretty soon. And finally, you reckon we should be considering regenerating with our adventure, with our holiday and our getaway?
Yeah, I think it's really about looking at how we travel in the future and looking at travelling with a bit of a lighter footprint. So, you know, a lot of what we do at Intrepid is homestays, using local transportation and supporting local tourism initiatives. And I think it will be really important in the future to make sure that we're building back the tourism industry in a really sustainable way. And I think we'll see a lot of that with Australians travelling to regional areas first and foremost, and making sure that we're really injecting money back into those local economies.
Well, here in the Hunter, we would love to see as many Intrepid explorers coming up, checking out our wineries and the beautiful scenery of what we have here, as much as we would like to go elsewhere. Sarah Clark from Intrepid Travel, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thanks so much for having me, Andrew.